to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but got Evan on the board. And we are sitting, waiting for some action from the Republican-led Wisconsin legislature. And you may ask, on what topic? Well, on so many topics, because there's a lot going on right now. It's never really a slow news day here in the state of Wisconsin. And I don't anticipate many slow news days at all between now and, I believe, 82 days from now for the November general election. Just doesn't seem characteristic of the state. It's going to be an interesting long haul over the next 11 and a half weeks, just shy of 12 weeks, between now and when Wisconsin voters go to the polls and determine who will be the governor for the next 4 years and who will represent the state in the U.S. Senate for the next six and numerous other races up and down the ballot. It is going to be a slugfest from now and then. But for the legislature here in the state of Wisconsin, not really. They're taking it easy. They've got their feet up. They stopped doing any legislative work back in the first week of March. 10-month paid vacation. Minimum of $50,000 salaries for all of those legislators. And they're not doing a whole lot of legislating. And by a whole lot, I mean none. They are doing none. There are zero legislative calendar days for the remainder of 2022. Not happening. And there's a number of issues that Wisconsinites are looking for action on. Looking for the state government to be able to provide relief. And in many ways, Republicans in Wisconsin, elected officials, not Republican voters, not Republican-leaning individuals, elected officials with the Republican Party behind their name are the reason for why we're not going to see that relief. So let's take a dive into a number of the stories that we know the GOP is not acting on right now, and therefore we're not going to be able to have functioning state government here in the state of Wisconsin. The first one is something that is designed this way. The reason there's a hiccup and the Wisconsin Attorney General, Josh Call, Democratic incumbent, going up for re-election this November. But the reason that he can't take unilateral action on this, like attorneys general in Wisconsin have done before, is because of the lame duck session. The Republican legislature in 2018 jumped to action. We know that when they want to, they can. They jumped to action and got it signed off by outgoing Governor Scott Walker to remove powers from the incoming governor and attorney general, Tony Evers and Josh Call, for nothing other than spite, to try to hamstring both of those offices in their abilities to be able to deliver good governance for the state of Wisconsin for their four-year terms. What am I talking about? One of the things that was taken away from the attorney general's office, because that's possessive. I believe that's still that way. When it's plural, it's attorneys general, but I believe it's the attorney general's office. One of those things that was taken away was the ability to settle lawsuits and take those funds and be able to disperse them to the state when the state wins. Something that Brad Schimmel, the former attorney general, Republican, during the time of the Walker administration, didn't do is sign on to lawsuits going on around the country to hold opioid manufacturers accountable for the epidemic that we have seen over several years of addiction. The opioid addiction crisis in the state of Wisconsin was something that the pharmaceutical manufacturers of these drugs knew that they were highly addictive, and recourse was sought by states around the country. Brad Schimmel didn't sign on to those lawsuits. Attorney General Josh Call did. And the state won. It was a part of a lawsuit. And $31 million is coming to the state in opioid settlement money. I guess they didn't win the lawsuit. They won because the manufacturer settled. But this is the headline over the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. legislature's Joint Finance Committee objects to Governor Evers' plan for $31 million opioid settlement money. Again, Evers and Call, hamstringed by the outgoing 2018 legislature and outgoing 2018 Governor Scott Walker. Cannot settle this alone anymore, has to go to the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. And earlier this month, reading from a piece over by at the Journal Sentinel by Corinne Hess, the State Department of Health Services submitted a proposal to the committee recommending how the state should use the money awarded from a legal settlement with pharmaceutical manufacturers and distributors. The National Prescription Opioid Litigation settlement was reached as part of an agreement that Attorney General Josh Call entered into settling the state's legal claims. DHS received its first $6 million payment on July 29th to begin using immediately, while the remaining $25 million is expected by the end of this calendar year. Committee members had until Wednesday to anonymously object to the DHS's plan. Committee co-chairs State Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam and State Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green released a statement after the committee objected to the plan. Quote, fighting the opioid epidemic has been a priority for Wisconsin Republicans for over a decade. Well, I mean, Brad Schimmel did not join onto this lawsuit, so I don't know if that could actually be a factual statement, but that's me editorializing this quote. Back into the quote from the co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee. We remain committed to ensuring our communities have the resources they need to help those with opioid use disorders and their families, they wrote. We have been working with stakeholders to ensure that we are investing in impactful programs without duplicating our efforts. We will swiftly improve the plan to promptly distribute these funds to help combat the opioid crisis that continues to ravage our state. The statement did not include specific objections or discuss alternative uses for the money. And we don't know which of the lawmakers on the Joint Finance Committee anonymously objected to this plan. So not only are they not meeting to do anything legislatively to address problems, even when they're not in legislative session, they're still causing problems by saying, we're going to anonymously object. The state lawmaker that objected to this did not put their name on it because they're cowards. They are holding up $6 million of immediate relief that could go to Wisconsin communities that are in desperate need of addressing the opioid crisis in the state of Wisconsin and getting treatment to the Wisconsinites that need it the most. And they put out some crappy statement saying that they're committed to solving this problem while simultaneously being the only delay in that delivered $6 million relief.
And another side of this is the criminal justice side, that if they were really that interested in solving a problem here, I mean, this is, it's like an automatic moneymaker for them. They have a segment of the population that has opiate use disorder. I mean, they're addicts. Sure. You can say that, but it does go a little farther than that. It rewires your brain at a molecular level. Right. And these people then break the law, you know, buying Schedule 1 and 2 narcotics, getting caught, getting charged, prosecuted, sent to jail. You know, all the fees and fines associated with that. It's sort of a cottage industry, you know?
And yes, there's a cyclical nature to all of that. And none of those other problems are being addressed. And they're acting like they're in good faith. These quotes get published as if they're good faith quotes. And again, the only thing that's preventing this $6 million of relief for Wisconsinites that need it most right now are Republicans, while they're simultaneously saying that they're doing everything they can to address the problem. It's crap. If they really wanted to, they could go into legislative session right now and solve those other problems that you just discussed, Evan, or at least debate solving those problems. Mm-hmm. But their legislative calendar is clear for the rest of the year. What calendars are filling up? Well, we know it's back to school coming up soon here. And so this goes into the next area, the Wisconsin legislature just is ignoring, not addressing, as we face more crises here in the state. This one over at wisconsinpublicradio.org, WPR.org. School staffing crunch prompts rural districts to make cuts and shuttle staff, survey shows. Now we're talking about rural school districts. The areas that Republican lawmakers in the Wisconsin legislature say that they're fighting for most. You always hear that, oh, well, we're out here to make sure that we're addressing problems for all of the state, not just Madison or Milwaukee. Like they claim Democrats are only out for Madison and Milwaukee. Ignoring the fact that the Evers administration has invested more than any other administration in rural broadband, in working to help rural communities on a number of issues, including revitalizing Main Streets with the Main Street Bounce Back Program, that the Evers administration has invested millions of dollars from the American Rescue Plan to go towards small business growth and entrepreneurship. Some of the highest levels in the entire country put into Main Street businesses around the state, not just in Madison and Milwaukee, but around in rural areas as well. That's what the Evers administration is doing. For these rural school districts that Republicans claim they represent and are fighting for in the legislature, they are making cuts and shuffling around staff right before a school year, that they are having staffing crunches, everywhere. So this is reading from the piece over by Leah Treidler at WPR. With the first day of school only weeks away, rural districts in the state are scrambling to fill positions, prompting many to cut electives, increase class sizes, and hire unlicensed teachers. Unlicensed teachers in rural school districts because this crisis is not being addressed by the Wisconsin legislature.
Gaining some extra points, too. Unlicensed veterans, you guys.
That's the proposal down in Florida.
And oh, I believe my goodness gracious.
It's almost modeled off of the Walker proposal a number of years ago.
Yeah.
Scott Walker and his administration did something similar to what DeSantis is doing down in Florida. And this is, there's a $3.8 billion surplus. I understand money doesn't solve all of the problems, but you cannot sit on a surplus that large. It would be one thing. I would have some more understanding if funds were tight and there was no way for us to address these problems. But that's not what is happening. Republicans are sitting on the $3.8 billion surplus while we have a staffing shortage, and they are not doing anything to address school districts' needs in rural and in urban communities across the state before the upcoming school year. It's not just something you can throw money at, but money helps recruit more teachers. There's programs out there that you could invest in our schools, make it so that these were attractable jobs and people weren't leaving the profession in droves. There are things that the Wisconsin legislature can do. Government can work when you do it right. And Wisconsin Republican lawmakers are sitting on their hands on things from a teacher shortage to the opioid crisis and not addressing these problems that real Wisconsinites are facing. Instead, they want to talk about Michael Gableman. They want to talk about Harry Waite. They want to talk about how the 2020 election was stolen. And it is disgusting that we have to have the airspace filled with those stories and not actually have conversations about addressing the teacher shortage and addressing the opioid crisis in the state. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon. You're just stuck with Luke and Evan on the board. Taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Got one more segment left in the day. Plenty of time for your calls. We'll be right back.